Hello everyone, I hope you're doing great today and I hope you enjoyed these stories. I'm actually feeling a lot better now since my COVID and flu vaccination, and luckily my mouth ulcers have started to go, so I do feel about 10 times better and I can actually narrate and talk without feeling any pain at all, so that's really nice. Now, if you want early access to my videos or to support my channel generally, make sure you check out my Patreon, which is in the description. And make sure you check out my podcast too, where I also upload all of my videos in MP3 form, which is in the description too. And I have a quick message I'd like to say, which is, I think when you're dealing with your mental health, something very important to do is be considerate of some of the foods that you eat. I know it might sound silly, but I know for myself, if I constantly eat bad food, it does make me feel a lot worse in myself for some reason, and sometimes it can be very noticeable, especially if I've ate more clean or relatively healthy food. So just consider it. And also, I think it makes it harder if you have to deal with energy crashes too. And if you have sleep issues, consider it might be the caffeine, and I know sleep's very important for your mental health. I have actually heard that if you have caffeinated drinks like tea or coffee, it's best not to have caffeine versions after about lunchtime, because the half-life of the caffeine can actually still keep you awake and make you have issues sleeping. And I know for me, I benefit so much more from getting good sleep, and I think there's a lot of people that might be struggling with their mental health and struggling with sleep, but I think it is something to consider in terms of your caffeine intake in order to get better sleep. So hopefully that can help some people out there, and I hope everyone's doing well. And remember, you're not alone in your mental health struggles. There are other people out there who understand, and we can get through this together. So thank you. And one final message is, I'm featuring on an animated creepypasta, which I'm really excited about. I'm working with another channel called Dark Dimensions, who's really cool, and he's just posted the trailer to the video in the description, so make sure you check that out. So I hope you all do great, and I hope you enjoyed these stories. I'll speak to you all soon. While working as a park ranger, there was one thing that always stood out to me as being particularly bizarre. Now, I'd like to say that this story started out in a beautiful summer's day, but it didn't. It started when rain was falling heavily, and I didn't really want to be at work, to be honest. I had some other things going on that I really needed to take care of, and I was kind of getting fed up of waiting for some people to do things that they weren't. So yeah, it wasn't great. I kind of just wanted to get home and do other things and just take my mind off everything, because I found being trapped at work would make it worse. And also, I had to go and survey an area which I really didn't want to do, just because the weather was so bad mostly, but hey, it was my job to do it. So I head out and I make it a little way off the path before I eventually have to go into the forest. Now, this was pretty close to winter time and there weren't that many leaves on the trees, so that was probably a good thing. It meant I could move through the trees, but they're on the floor now, all of the leaves, I mean, and it kind of made your shoes get quite grubby, and it was, I don't know, just not really nice with the slushing and the dampness of everything. I had my umbrella though, so I wasn't too bothered, but it also made going through the trees quite difficult because I couldn't really make it through too many without having to put it down a bit, and I was worried this thing was gonna break. Now, I eventually make it up into a clearing and I can see a lake which isn't far from where we're based. I decide that I'm gonna walk up to the lake and just relax for a bit because I don't know. I haven't really got a time scale for what I'm doing, and I want to enjoy myself and try and clear my mind a bit. So I eventually make it over to the lake, and it's very misty, and I can't really see too far across it. This wasn't too bad. I slowly felt my mind starting to cool down a bit, and I started to relax and feel good again. I mean, heck, I almost forgot why I was angry, and this was really nice. We even have a small pier which I can walk on, and that's what I do. I go right up to the edge of the lake and have a really nice look around and just enjoy myself. I don't do this for too long and I continue on my journey. Now, the rain still picked up and there's actually a couple of downed trees around a small path which I'm near once again. This path hasn't been used for years and actually isn't available to the public. It's one that we needed to clear off and something that we're still doing today, but it made my walking easier. I was pretty surprised the trees were down because these were big trees and I didn't see anything that could have made them go like this. I did think maybe it was lightning, but I had second thoughts because there wasn't any signs of a lightning strike. I wasn't much further from the area that I needed to survey now, so I started to feel a bit better again. I think maybe being outside for long enough actually made my mind flip the other way, and I was feeling quite happy. I continue on this path and I'm following a small stream next to me, and there's not so many leaves on the ground here, which is actually quite nice. I know my shoes are recovering. Now, at one point I have to jump over a stream, but luckily I make it. There was a few downed trees around here, and actually too many to be considered normal, but I decide I'm not going to try and cross on one. Plus, everyone would make fun of me if I'd fallen in and come back all soaked. Now, as I've just got over this small stream, I come into another part of the woods, which has fewer trees now, so makes for nicer walking. And that's when I notice something odd. I can see a large person walking in the distance. Now, this person was very tall. I mean, way over 6 feet tall, but I can't really see much else about them. They seem to be wearing relatively dark clothing, but I don't know. They were just moving kind of weird, not like how a normal person would walk. I call out and don't get a reply. I do it again, shouting that I'm a ranger here, and say you've got to be careful because of the trees are falling down. And they don't say anything, but they seem to notice me. Now, they do act almost suspicious, and I decide that I'm going to follow them. They kind of dart through the trees quickly, and I think this is odd. Worried that they've done something wrong, I decide that I'm just going to keep a distance and try and trail them. Now, I had to walk for a good 5 minutes to get up to where they were before, and I realized something odd. There is a really bad smell. I actually start to worry that it might be a body here, and suddenly my mind starts racing. Something is definitely off here. It's almost like the scene from a horror film when the victim discovers a body, then becoming a victim themselves. I keep my guard with me, and am very cautious. I call out again, hey, deciding that they know where I am already, so I better find them quick. And this time, I'm met with something very bizarre. It's a screech slash scream that I've never heard so loud before. It almost sounds animalistic, and it kind of reverberates through my entire body. Not sure whether somebody's really hurt and maybe has a loud voice, I decide to pursue again. I run a little bit further and eventually catch sight of this person again, quickly darting through the trees once more. They seem to be moving extremely quick, especially considering I've been trained to go in areas like this and move fast anyway. They seem almost like a level above me, and the smell's really bad here. I'm not sure whether they're carrying another body on them or something is that bad. And as I'm running, I notice something. Something hits my arm, and it really hurts, like, badly. I look down and see that a large rock has been thrown at me. But how? This thing was almost like a bowling ball, and I'm lucky this just grazed my arm. Not really sure where it's come from. I think maybe this person had set a booby trap in the tree for me, and I trail back again. I can see something else coming over the hill, and it's another one. Again, roughly the size of a bowling ball, and I just think, how is anybody throwing these? They must be up in the trees. So I now go diagonal to where I am. I'm looking up at the trees constantly, but weirdly I can't see anything at all. That's when another one falls not far from me. I decide that I have to sprint now because these are getting more accurate, and I sprint as fast as I possibly can. I make it towards a corner and I hear a very loud thud on the ground. I stop in my tracks thinking there's going to be another body, and I slowly peer around the corner and to my disbelief, a huge boulder is now laying in the middle of the path that I was following. I knew for a fact it wasn't there before, because one of the other rangers had been out surveying this area a few days previously, so that was really weird. I now realize that something's very off. I slowly make my way up the hill and look down, and that's when I spotted it. I locked eyes with this thing for only a couple of seconds, but those seconds felt like an eternity, and it's forever been merged into my mind, almost more stronger than anything else from my life. I was staring dead in the eyes of some creature which is probably 8 feet tall, covered in hair, that has sharp, jagged teeth, and very dark eyes. And when I looked at this thing, it didn't look that scared of me. It continues off, and I just watch it slowly vanish into the distance. Now I felt like my soul had definitely left my body in those brief seconds that I was watching it vanish, fading away into the distance far too quickly to be any human. I now realize that what I had just seen is something that not many people have ever seen in their lifetime, or that not many people would even consider to be there. I quickly start heading back in the opposite direction. I check the boulders there again, which it is, just making sure that this isn't all happening inside my brain. I eventually make it back past the surveying area, and I get further away from the smell, which slowly vanishes. I eventually make it all the way back to the station and report in my surveying, and I just sit there in my chair, not knowing what to think. Thinking back on it now, the only logical thing I can think is some kind of skinwalker or something like that. I know there's no way it is a person in a suit because this was moving far too quickly, but I really don't know what I saw. I don't want to say it was Bigfoot, but I know it wasn't any bears, but what could this thing have been? So I dated somebody who owned a Cavadeer dog. Basically, they can find dead bodies. Anyway, they explained that they work with rescue teams. We live in wilderness country. The dog's job was to sniff out bodies of people who might have got lost or potentially passed away, under avalanches, etc. After 5 months of now dating my ex, I asked if I could house/dog sit. Was more than happy to, great dog. Would be great dog sitting for a couple of weeks while they visit family. Now, I was warned that it has happened on hikes before that the dog picks up the scent of a corpse and gave me steps to follow if this happens. The first couple of days are uneventful and the dog goes dragging me down this trail and I'm panicking thinking, oh no, what am I going to see? But the dog stops at this very stern woman, just sauntering along. He keeps looking back and forth between me and the woman. She gives me a quick, your dog isn't well trained. I then drag the dog away. It happens with this woman a few more times, so I call the owner to bring it up. I describe the woman, and my ex is shocked and confused, not familiar with the woman. Fast forward to my last night of dog sitting. I was going to bed and had this horrific nightmare about being held down by her. I hear a bark and wake up, and the dog is standing next to me at the bed, in an alert position, staring at the end of it. I never got an answer to this. I was 12 or so at the time, and some friends of mine were in the Girl Scouts and invited me to join them for a sleepover at the Tuberculosis Sanitarium in Marlin, just north of San Francisco. At this time, 50 years ago now, the building wasn't in the best of condition. There was an old caretaker's cabin and some old outbuildings. My best friend and I wandered around there first day, Saturday, and well, we were not the best behaved little monsters. In spite of the locked door, we crawl through a window into the caretaker's cabin and explore it. My friend went upstairs and I stayed downstairs as a sentry. Already nervous, I was even more jumpy when I heard somebody coming down the stairs, but it wasn't my girlfriend. There was no one there, at least visibly. Fast forward to that evening, in an attempt to go to sleep, we're overtaken by giggles. Hey, we're little girls, and one of the counselors separates us so the other girls can sleep. I was placed in the bed in this sunroom. It was an enclosed room, but with windows on three walls. The wall I was facing is one with some French doors and a balcony. Now, early before anyone else was up, I watched a woman in an old-fashioned dress and parasol walk across the balcony and descend down the stairs. I just figure it is one of the counselors and roll over to go back to sleep. Later in the morning, after getting up and dressed, my friends and I explored the balcony, and there were no stairs. Strange. We all explored the old wooden acreage all around the old sanitarium, and off we all went back home. It was only a few years ago I did some research in and learned that many had seen apparitions there at this facility, so I wasn't really just imagining things after all. One day on shift as a park ranger, we had something bizarre happen. We were following a trail, and every so often, we would find a doll's head. Literally just a decapitated doll's head with the hair half cut, and a scary smiley face etched on with what appeared to be a red pen. This is extremely bizarre. We've never really encountered anything like this, and they seem to be going off in a particular direction. We follow these, and we literally collect about 6 of them, all about 10 feet apart or so, until eventually, we find what has to be about 100 or so of them all scattered around in a big circle in the middle of the wilderness. We still to this day have no idea how they got there or what they were there for. Now, this is a quick story from when I was growing up in northern Kentucky in the 90s. I would have been right around 10, maybe a little older. I'm in my 30s now, but I vividly remember this happening, and I still think about it all the time. My best friend lived with his grandparents for a bit on several acres of land in Walton, KY, and I spent almost every weekend there. They never really did much with the land. It remained relatively cleared, but there was no farms or structures on it. They had a horse stable near the house, but that was it. My friend had received a go-kart for his birthday, so we were driving around on it on the open land. It was just the two of us, and we're having a blast on this thing. It was getting closer to dusk, and we knew that we're gonna have to pack it in pretty soon. So we come to a stop now and cut the engine. And almost at the same time, both of us have a weird feeling coming over us. We felt like we're being watched by something. It's weird how our lizard brains can still process things like this, but we both agreed that the feeling is overbearing. We hadn't heard his grandpa's truck, and we were too far out to be seen from the house, so we start looking around. We're in an open field in the middle of their land, and it was surrounded by tall trees. But something caught my eye, and I told my friend to look there. Over in the brush, we could see a long, almost black shape, which is very still. I know at this point in the story, most of you are thinking Bigfoot, but I can remember that this thing was dead silent. Even now, I sometimes wonder if it was something else that we saw, but I remembered thinking we'd seen a giant black wolf. I would guess it was maybe 200 feet away from us. It was perfectly still though, and to me looks almost furry. I couldn't make out any features like eyes or ears, but I swear this thing was watching us. Almost as though it's ready to pounce, and you kind of feel that fear taking over. We were both getting really spooked out at this point, and the sun was getting down behind the tree line, and one of us was going to have to jump up and pull back the engine to start it. We were whispering about what we should do and why is it watching us. Honestly, forgot exactly which one of us it was, but one of us jumped out and started up the cart. But when we looked back at where the shape was, it was gone. The go-kart didn't have lights as we drove, so we have to be careful and get back as quick as we can. We tell his grandpa and he said that it was probably a coyote or bear, or boar. But this shape was long, and I don't know. Coyote just doesn't sit well in my head for this. Even a few years after I tell this story and think about it now, I've always read that there's no wolves in Kentucky anymore. I think I'm just convinced that it couldn't have been a coyote, but nothing else seems to make sense of what this possibly could have been. And nothing else ever happened on his grandpa's land aside from a bad car accident a few years later and some missing chickens. And every once in a while, the horses get really riled up at night. Now, we would go camping on the land and go fishing there a lot for fun. But yeah, I still don't really know what to think of this experience. Now, this one's relatively short, but I want to share this. So, my boyfriend and I had been dating almost a month back at this point in 2020. It was last October, almost Halloween. I wanted to do some fun nighttime nature walking, and my aunt told me about this cool unknown grave off Lake Erie, which is a nature park. So we go there and get lost, and neither of us really have good reception, but we had a lot of fun. We stayed on the trail, so we weren't lost, and we could get back to the parking lot, but just lost enough for it to be the creepy fun kind that we were looking for. We found the grave and took some videos and pictures and had a short break and saw that the lake was less than 10 yards away from us, but we're still at the top of the cliff, so we decided to follow the trails further out along the lake until we found a trail spot that took us to a little secluded beach. It was about 9 p.m., but it was October, so it was already really dark out. It was partly cloudy, but the slight amount of stars lit up the lake in a way that was beautiful. So we sat on a log and looked out and chatted for a bit. After about 15 minutes of just sitting, looking, and relaxing, we both then see a flash of light that comes from behind us. I should tell you that, unlike most stories like this, the kind with two early young 20 adults wandering the woods, there was no drugs or alcohol involved. But we both see this flash and instantly freeze and look at each other and ask if we both saw it. We turned on our flashlights and turned around to see where it comes from. It looked as though it was a really bright camera flash, but there was no one there. We hadn't seen or heard anybody else on the entire time that we're there. And it had been about 2 hours, I think. We even checked around the trail cams in the area and can't find anything. So we both grab large sticks from the beach and start walking down the trail, trying to get back to the car. We didn't take the same trail back, which was kind of lucky judgment on our parts, because the one we took was actually the fastest way to get there. But the whole way back, we kept seeing eyes in the woods around us. They were just like deers and coyotes and other things, but it still freaked us out. We made it back to the car without incident and then went home okay, but we came during daylight a few days later and looked around the trail cams, thinking maybe we missed something because of how dark it is, but we can't find anything, and we still don't know what the flash was to this day. Now, this happened about 20 years ago while hunting with my dad in northern BC. It was a cold October morning, and it was still dark when we parked the truck and started our hike into a clear cut. I was familiar with the area as we had moose hunted there before. My dad left, and I went right, and I made my way to the top of the slope to get a better view of the clear cut. I found a stump to sit on and took my brother's binoculars and quickly found my dad in the clear cut across the mountain. As soon as I spotted him, I heard something heavy moving behind me in the forest, roughly 40 yards away. Yes, a moose, I think. I then head towards the edge of the forest and I hear screaming and screeching like I've never heard before. It did not sound human and wasn't like any animal I've ever heard. It was so loud that I swear my soul left my body for a few moments. I turned around and ran down the clear cut hill as fast as my teenage legs would allow me to go. When I got to my dad, and he said that he heard it too, he finds the binoculars and also tries to see it. We then look up the edge of the forest and saw a big hairy human-like creature which is about 8 feet tall between the trees. It stayed there for a few seconds and then turns around. We got in the truck and went home calling it a day. We asked elders and relatives about it when we got back, and apparently it's a forest guardian, and it scares the heck out of me. Now, my father and I were taking a quick hike a few miles north of Butte, Montana. It was not absolute wilderness, that far out of Butte, but a few miles outside of most towns in Montana, meaning you're way out in the backwoods. Now, it wasn't an unusual day by any means, just a warm summer afternoon, perfect for a little hike. We were only a mile or so away from where we parked when we saw a large trash bag along the trail. I hate litter bugs, especially in the woods. I intended to haul it back off and dispose of it correctly, and when I attempted to lift the bag though, it was heavy, which is much more than I anticipated it to be. Curiosity gets the better of my father and me, and we split the bag open to see what's inside. I think it's going to be a dead animal, but it's not totally unusual for someone to dispose of a dead dog or cat in a similar fashion in this part of the world. Some people out here will poach deers and leave trimmings like this too. Upon opening the bag, we see a boot, then sock, and then pants. We suddenly realize they're all attached to somebody's legs. It looks so unreal, like a movie prop, like somebody took it off and threw them in the bag, like a prank. How? It wasn't. I fell backwards and started having a panic attack. Nothing prepares you for something like that. My dad, on the other hand, sprung into action. He immediately closes up the bag as best he can, and then we start surveying the surroundings. That freaks me out more. Though my gasp comes out. I ask him, "What are you looking for?" And he said, "Somebody could be watching us." Can you imagine stumbling upon a serial killer dump site and they're watching you? Didn't really help my panic. As I tried to calm down, my dad called the Silver Bow County Sheriff and reported what we found. Limp-legged, we hiked back a mile or so to the road and waited for the cops to show up. The authorities searched the area with their dogs and never found any other pieces or even a trail to follow. The sheriff's people even searched our truck and interviewed us to see if we've been responsible, but nothing ever comes out of the incident. It's been just over 10 years now, and nobody has any idea who these belong to. No missing person reports match up, and the DNA's never showed up on a database. Montana has a reputation for being a bit on the rough side, so it's not impossible this was a local who ran into trouble. But I don't know, it's just a crazy thing that happened. My parents live in a wooded part of Northern Carolina in an old mining town. We have about 3 or 4 abandoned mine shafts near us. Frankly, they've been used to dump old things or dead rattlesnakes to prevent the dogs from eating them. I know, gross, but yeah. Now, my parents have a 5th-wheel trailer they parked in the front part of the yard, and I stay in it when I visit. I'm Native American, so I know when there's weird stuff out there. But this night, I slept with the windows open anyway because it's pretty warm. There's a mine shaft maybe 100 yards away on the property across the road. That's one of the windows is facing. Now, I started hearing a moan or howling sound coming from that direction. I grew up out there, so I blew it off as a coyote or bobcat. But it sounded more human. Almost like somebody's hurt, really. I remember clutching my medicine ouch around my neck and just feeling unsafe. I peeked out the window and there was an orange/yellow glow coming from inside the mine shaft. It faces upwards at around a 45 degree angle. Now, within an instant, my instincts are screaming, "No, time to go." My mom's dog was on the side of the bed shaking but completely silent. I scooped her up, crouched around the bed until I got to the door. I swung it open and booked it to the house, and thank God the front door was unlocked. I made it a bit of a commotion when I came in, so My dad came running out of the bed with his gun. I told him what I saw and how the dog was terrified. At this point, she pointed herself in a corner and was slightly moaning. My dad peeked out of the window and literally said, "That's something we should leave alone and I don't like it." Now, my dad is one of those people who's very serious and doesn't believe in supernatural stuff, but he was genuinely scared. I slept on the floor in his room that night when I was a kid and heard that noise all night. At one point, there was tapping on the sliding glass window, but none of the dogs made a peep. They looked in that direction, but didn't make a sound, which is very unlike them. I work as the equivalent of a park ranger, but not in North America. This is a job that my father had done, and is something that I truly enjoyed. I felt quite honoured to be able to do this, really, and not that many people where I'm from get to do it. One thing that always gave me the spooks, however, was growing up and hearing different stories about the folklore where I live. There were some really eerie ones, and I guess they kind of stick with you in a way. I'd hear about little gremlin types of creatures and other things similar to that, and it could really give me the spooks while I was on the job. Now, while working on the job, there wasn't too many strange things that happened to me. However, there was one thing I'd like to share from my childhood. Now, where I lived, there wasn't really too much to do, so it was normal for all of the kids to go around and just go on adventures and hike generally. Having grown up in the area, we didn't have too much of a problem with this, and we had quite good knowledge between us, to be honest, despite us being young. So, for many days, we would just explore the woods and play games out there. Now, one thing we liked to do was go exploring around some caves that are in the area. Now, I know it's not really a good idea now, thinking back on it, but at the time, it was great fun. And there was one particular cave that was supposed to be haunted, and it's something that all of us wanted to explore, really. So, a group of us all set out one day in the rain and go to find this cave. Now, it wasn't too easy to find, and the trek there was pretty long, to be honest. We made it off the normal path and onto much smaller ones. Now, there were a few benches and things around on the first part of our journey because this is more of a trail area, but where we're going is a lot deeper. There's some markings on trees and rocks of where you're supposed to go, and we basically go straight past this. None of us really had good shoes for the weather or clothes for that matter, but that was just how it was. There's some really nice streams that we walk past too, and I found it a pretty great walk, to be honest. All of us are just playing games with each other, daring each other to go first when we find the cave. I wasn't necessarily the bravest of the group, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to volunteer myself because why not? I don't actually think this thing is haunted, and I'm convinced that my friends are just messing with me. However, I didn't really want to be out during nightfall because I've heard lots and lots and lots and lots of tales about the creatures that could get me, and even now I still believe in some of them. So yeah, it starts to get dark pretty quick, but that's just because we didn't get to the cave initially. We also didn't have any torches or anything, but there's still enough daylight to see where we are. And we're in a deeper part of the woods now, so that's kind of stopping some of the light from piercing through. And all we're getting is some rain dropping on us anyway at this point. Now, after a good probably 40 minutes walking, we eventually come across a cave, and it looks pretty creepy. There's actually some other kids already there, and they tell us not to go in because it's haunted. And we just joke back with them, and eventually they wander off. All of them had left. Now, we all stand around nervous about who should go into the cave first, but I volunteer myself because, like I said, I don't actually think it's haunted and I think they're just messing around with me. I end up getting pushed to go in on my own, which actually annoyed me a bit because I thought I'd at least have some company with me, but there's no one. So I take my first few steps in and look around. There's not really too much to see, and I think this is going to be boring. But feeling brave by the monotony, I press on. I ended up going quite far into the cave, and I can hear my friends' voices echoing in the background. I ignore this and sit on a rock. I think I'm gonna make them jump, and I'm actually quite excited to do so. That's when I can hear my friends whispering to me. I can't really figure out what they're saying at first, but it sounds like lots of people whispering or rubbing on the sides of the cave. I start laughing but stop myself, wanting them to come in to investigate then scare them. That's when I notice something. I have a feeling that there's a presence to my right, and it almost feels like that side of my body's slightly warmer than usual. I don't know, it's almost like a sensation rather than something that I see, and I slowly turn my head to investigate. And I can see something staring back at me. Now, I don't know how to describe this, but it's almost like a tall, dark creature standing on pinned legs with really long arms just staring at me. And there's almost a strange glow coming from near its eyes. It doesn't seem to have a nose or mouth, it's just like a tall black creature almost, where light doesn't seem to pierce it, and strangely, I can see around it, but not through it. Now, for a long while, I thought this was one of the other groups that we'd seen earlier, and one of them was just playing around with me, so I don't actually care too much. I say, "Hey, what are you doing?" And then say, "Are you ready to scare these kids?" And there's no reply. I glance my head back quickly just to see if some of the others are gonna come in, and I wanna make them jump. And probably within half a second, I glance back and the thing's completely gone. Bewildered, I stare for a while and let my eyes adjust to the darkness, and it's reappeared. Almost at the very end of the cave, and that's when I realize something's very wrong. Why is it glowing? This isn't a person. And I start to scream. To be honest, my screams were so scary sounding that I wouldn't be confused if that thing had run too. I start running as fast as my little legs can take me out of the cave, and I realize that all of my friends are there waiting for me. They scream too, and we all run off, initially in different directions until eventually regrouping not much later. I start describing what had happened, and one of my friends says that this is common in our folklore, and it's a creature that I haven't actually heard of before. The way they describe it is a very tall creature which is maybe 6 or 7 feet tall, which can just stare at you in the night, and apparently comes to get your soul. Now, I don't know about that part, but the way he describes it with glowing eyes is basically exactly what I saw, and I don't need to hear any more. I sprint and sprint and sprint until eventually we get back to roughly where our houses are and break off, and I didn't dare tell my mum about what had happened because she would have beat me for disobeying her and doing something so dangerous. But even when I'm writing this story, I still have to think to myself, what on earth did I see in that cave that day? I don't think I'll ever know, and I don't want to. I'm currently a park ranger, and I'd like to share a weird experience that I had before. Now, during these kinds of jobs, you'll see lots of weird things that you're not necessarily sure about. But luckily, because you work with other colleagues, you can always radio in to get more support if you need it, and often get to the bottom of things. Some of the other guys who I'd been working with for a while had told me about a cabin that you should never go to. Apparently it was ancient, from a hunter, or somebody like that. And they lived there for a long time, kind of off the grid, and there'd been some rumours from everybody saying that it was haunted. It's something that I never really believed, to be honest. But, apparently, sometimes at night if you heard whistling, that was where it was coming from. Now, I kind of believe them a little bit, but not really. Especially because they always like to play tricks on each other and things like that. But it did put me a little bit off ever going there. I wasn't exactly sure how to get there in the first place, so I didn't really have to worry too much. And there was a couple of other old buildings dotted around, and sometimes whenever I encountered them, I would stop and stay as still as I could and try and listen. Because apparently you had to wait for 30 seconds before he would whistle at you. But it never really happened to me, so I didn't really believe it was haunted or any of that, or that I'd at least found the right one. So there was one particular stretch of season that I was on my station. It was a really nice time in the summer, and to be honest, it was a little bit annoying because of the creatures outside. I'm talking about the bugs and things. Now, you couldn't really step foot outside without immediately getting swarmed by them, but it's something you grow used to with spray, and there's random little things you could do to try and stop them coming. So, on one of my days here, I had reports of hikers who got lost, and apparently there was two people that got lost with an old man. They were described as wearing two blue jackets, and the other person was wearing a darker color, kind of like a beige or green almost. So I headed out into their relative vicinity to try and locate them. We weren't exactly sure where they were, but there was reports off of other hikers saying that these people looked pretty confused and almost a bit worried. With this in mind, I thought that I should bring lots of water because they're probably dehydrated by now. A lot of people like to go out hiking and don't necessarily bring enough water with them. They think it's okay to leave it in their car and just go and retrieve it again later, but I can tell you that's not really a smart idea. The amount of times I find people that are really struggling with dehydration and are actually about to go into a dangerous state of it because they haven't got water with them. Especially too, a lot of people wear too many clothes when they go hiking and they become far too hot. People aren't willing to abandon their clothes on the way in terms of jackets and things, so they just wear it and get too hot. I mean, for myself even, one day I remembered getting far too hot. And I was basically looking for somebody in a similar situation to this, but I started jogging when I found them with my jacket on, and by the end of it, I could see weird colours where my vision started to fade, and when I stopped, I felt like I was gonna faint. So yeah, lots of water with me and not too many clothes as I set out. Now, it didn't take me long to find them, and they were both just sitting under a tree. It was a little bit odd, and I radioed in that I found them and I was going to make sure they're okay. I waved to them and stood up, shaking the bottle, saying, "Hey, I'm here." Doing a smile and wave, but they didn't do anything back. I thought this was relatively weird, and I'm a little bit cautious now. I think maybe they're really in trouble, or maybe it's something more sinister, and I slowly approach. Now, I've got to go and check if these guys are okay, but I'm actually a little bit paranoid myself. I eventually make my way over to them, and it looks like they're both in shock. It's really weird. I give them water, which luckily they accept, and I say, "Can you tell me what's happened? Are either of you injured?" And I look over them, looking for any signs of head trauma. You only have to look for simple things like cuts or bruises, but it can really be a telling sign. The problem you get is when somebody's got long hair or something and isn't bleeding, and you don't know whether they're damaged. You can get an increase of intracranial pressure due to bleeding, which can be extremely dangerous, because obviously the brain's contained in the skull, so the pressure doesn't have anywhere to go, and it can potentially take your life. Worried that maybe one of them was hurt like this, I ask again what's wrong, and they say, "Finally, thank God you're here." And they don't say much, they both stand up and start walking over to me. I stand up too and say, "Come on, let's get out of here." And we start heading back towards the station. While we're walking, I don't make too much conversation because obviously these people aren't really in a good way, and I don't want to bombard them with questions right now. But I go over some basic medical checks and they seem fine, just like they're in shock. It was only when we started getting a lot closer to the station that one of them opened up. We saw a ghost. I'm not kidding, man. We literally saw somebody who kind of looked like you. We thought he was a ranger and went to see what was wrong. And he literally just vanished in through a tree. I'm not kidding, man. We both saw it. He then pauses and starts explaining some more. Apparently, they looked all around for this guy, but there was no sign of him. They were convinced they'd seen a ghost and didn't know what to think of it. I asked them how long they'd seen him for, and they said, "I don't know, maybe like a minute or so." They then explained that some other hikers come, but they were too shocked to say anything and just sat by the tree in the shade. They said, apparently at the start, this apparition, whatever you want to call it, waved them over, smiled, then just disappeared into a tree. They said it's like nothing they've ever seen before, and neither of them have a medical history of things like this. I quickly write the report and one of my colleagues hands over, and I didn't get to know much else as I have to head back out again, but it really played on my mind. I mean, they were probably quite dehydrated, but they didn't seem to have any medical issues, which was odd. I kind of just chalked it up to probably they were just imagining it, and maybe it was just an animal that slowly went off a tree they didn't see too well, but it was specifically a bizarre thing that I've always remembered. I never really encountered too many things like that while I was out there before, so it definitely stuck with me, but I was glad that I'd done my job and they were completely fine. Now, worried that there was some kind of person out there that might also need help, I decided that I should probably go and have a look in the area. Based off the slim chance that somebody was actually there, I had to investigate it. There's a couple of other guys who are going to investigate things within the vicinity to them, but this was proximal to me, and I know the exact spot, so of course I had to go there again. Now, the walk was just as pleasant as before, and I started to slam my own water, worried that I was going to become dehydrated myself. I was actually quite tired from carrying so much and the trek to these guys and back again. I didn't really understand the area they were in because they were well off of a path and they would have had to just walk idly through the trees for probably a good 20 minutes to get there, which, if you're familiar with national parks or big forests, is not really a good idea because that's how you get lost and how big search parties have to go out and people put their lives in danger to try and find them. So yeah, that didn't really add up. Now, like I said, the sun was beautiful and I was really enjoying the walk, to be honest. There was just enough light piercing through the treescape so I'd feel warm, but not too hot. Some of the bugs had actually picked up again now, which was relatively annoying, but I wasn't really too focused on them. I was just focused on what was happening up here. Now, I eventually get to the exact spot where we were before, and I realise that one of them have left a bottle behind and I pick it up. I need to return it back to them because it's their property later. And I head off in the direction that they told me that they'd seen the person. And surprise, surprise, I can't find anything. I had a good look round and I'm pretty sure I saw the big tree they were describing. And there's nothing there. I actually spent more of my time looking up, worried that some kind of animal was going to jump down and try and attack me than finding a person up there, but who knows, maybe somebody was crazy and just decided to be Spider-Man for the day, but there was no mess, I couldn't find anything. I then start my walk back, and things are quite normal. I'm looking forward to getting back, and I actually want to make a coffee because I'm quite tired now. As I'm walking, I notice something odd. It almost looks like little orbs of light floating around where I am. This is particularly bizarre. It kind of looks like when you've got an old camera pointing somewhere in the dark and it picks up all the orbs. There's quite a few of them and it looked really pretty. Now, it wasn't Blossom and it wasn't spiderwebs, but this was bizarre. There seemed to be a couple of them, then probably hundreds all around. I wiped my eyes a couple of times and tried to grab one, but I couldn't seem to. They all moved too far in front of me. As I stopped in a moment in awe about how beautiful this is, I hear a whistle sound. Thinking it's one of my friends, I actually did a whistle back. They whistle back to me one more time, and I say, hey, I gotta get back now, I'll catch you at the station, and start laughing to myself. I think, wow, they've almost got me with that one, and I decide that I should just pick up the pace a bit, so they don't try and pull any other pranks on me. What was kind of stuck in my mind at this point is how weird it was seeing all of the orbs of light. It was really beautiful and it gave a tranquil feel to where I was walking. It was kind of like the things you'd see in old books where they say about fairies and stuff, but it was definitely odd. I started to think that maybe this was some kind of plant that I didn't know about that blossomed heavily. And I make it back to the station. I didn't mention what I had heard or seen to any of the other guys, just thinking it was one of those things, and I make the coffee, and the other couple are gone. I then see the ranger that was looking after them, and he looks at me and says, "I don't know, man, there was something off about those people. You know, you hear all those rumors, but I don't believe in all of that, but they looked really scared, and they weren't exactly the kind of guys that I guess you would consider to pull any kind of games with us, you know?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "One of them was actually a medic, and the other was a teacher, so we know they're pretty trustworthy people." I said, "Yeah, but come on, they were just dehydrated, right?" He looked at me in the eyes and said, "I don't know, man. Be careful out there." And that was that. So I enjoyed my coffee, and I ended up going home not too long after as the shift was over. But there wasn't really too much going on in my mind. I just started talking to my then girlfriend and now wife, and I was more excited about all of the trips and things we could do together, so that quickly filled my time up. Anyway, skip to a couple of days later, and I'm back to work. And work was something that I love, so it wasn't necessarily a bad thing. So, I'm on station once again, and we get a call in again, about apparently there's a disturbance up by the cabin. Now, I didn't register in the time what one they meant because there was a number of them, but it's one I hadn't been to before, and they said to me they don't mind swinging by that way, which I had no problem doing. Now, the only thing I really didn't like about doing was going into one that had spiders and things. We get some pretty nasty ones out here, and I remember the time that one had fell onto my head, and I didn't realise for about 30 minutes until I brushed my hair and a big old spider fell on the floor with a plod. I tried kicking it but missed, and I didn't know where it went at home. But yeah, I'm pretty paranoid at the things. Also, you can get homeless people who live out there, or squatters, or God knows what, so it was never a good thing. Plus, not to mention, often they're dangerous and in risk of collapse because they're so old. And especially if there's any kind of insect that's decided to make the wood its home. So yeah, I wasn't really up for this one, to be honest with ya. So I head out with all of my things and I make sure I have a nice hat on, because if any spiders are gonna fall on me and try and attack me, I don't want them on my head. So that's what I do. Now, it was going to be about a good hours or so walk to get to this place, and again, it was a bit far off the path, so this wasn't good immediately. I ended up making it to the edge of the trail, and I start making my way in there. While I'm walking, I'm actually having issues trying to save my pants from the scrubs and things around me. There's all kinds of nettles and nasty things that are starting to get into my legs. I ended up getting stung by some plants a few times and it was really annoying, especially because this is still in the summertime, so I'm quite hot at this moment, and the sweat is really not a nice feeling with the stinging of the plant. Now I get to where this place should be and I absolutely cannot find it. I re-triangulate my position multiple times and it should be exactly where I am. I should be proximal to it. I ended up putting in a few more calls to the station, and eventually they guide me in the right direction again. I ended up finding an old building, but this one was really small. It almost looked like a small kind of shed thing where you'd store things. I say, "Yeah, I found it, let me go check it out." And there's a weird smell coming from this thing. It starts to smell really, really bad, and I'm starting to get worried that maybe it's the worst. I do have to investigate though, so I go closer and closer. I realise that there's an old door holding this thing shut, which is to a storage area. So I grab the biggest stick I can find and try and use it like a police battering ram. This didn't work and I sat down for a minute trying to figure out how I was going to open this. I then decide just to kick it, and I give it one big kick and it comes ajar slightly. and the smell was absolutely foul and overpowering, and lots of different flies and things pour out. Now, I actually had to wait for a moment not to vomit, and I decided to go back and give it one last good kick, and it comes open, thankfully. Now, covering my nose and with my torch, I peer in, and I find an animal's remains in there, which clearly got stuck in there and couldn't get out. But it was disgusting. You could see by the fur on its body that it definitely wasn't a person, but it was too far gone to identify what it was, and I just leave it. I soon realize though that this couldn't have been the cabin that I was told to investigate. This was far too small, and it was a storage unit. Pretty grossed out, I actually took a while heaving up. I don't know how long it was, it probably a good 5 or so minutes, but luckily I didn't vomit, but my god did I feel tempted to. As I'm sitting there, I then hear a whistle. It's just like the one I heard the other day. Only this time, I'm pretty sure I recognized it as one of the friends that I worked with. I start laughing and go to do the whistle again, but stop because I'm not going to put my hands in my mouth and make myself vomit because of what I've just seen. So now I'm just sitting there, laughing while this whistling goes on. Every couple of minutes, for probably 10 minutes or so before stopping. It's coming from the top right of where I am, and I decide that I might as well prank my friend back. I want to tell him that I found some kind of computer in that storage unit and I want him to go and investigate because I can't move it. It's locked. He's pretty good with computers and he's pretty good at breaking things open, so I know that he'll love to go and try and crack open the side of the computer case and get it out. Or just some other stuff like that. Now, of course, this was a complete lie because there's just a weird animal body there, but I just want my friend to get close and maybe push him a bit as a joke. So yeah, I start walking over and the whistling stops. It's very clear where it was coming from before, and I know I have to walk quite a way to get there because of how quiet the whistling is. Now, I probably walked for a good 4 minutes when I can see the silhouette of something up ahead. You can just make out that it's all black with its head and shoulders, just kind of lurking around, then slowly going behind a tree. I say hey, or call out my friend's name, but I don't get a reply. I think that's odd, and I continue walking. I eventually make it up to exactly where I thought the whistling was, and I can't hear anything, or my friend. Thinking that maybe he's just went off again, I decide that I should head back. I turn around to head in the direction that I come from, and suddenly, I can see the cabin, one that I haven't seen before. This is it. This is the cabin I was supposed to find. That's odd. Thinking maybe my friend's already investigated it, I start to head back, but realize that he probably hasn't found this too. It's kind of in some overgrown area, and it looks pretty dated, but it looks like somebody lived in there long ago. Now I have to be careful because we've had reports of activity in here, and they even see a light on, but I can't see any of this at this point. Now, as I'm observing it, slowly walking closer, I'm sure I can make out the silhouette of a person again in the top. I think this is pretty bizarre because it's kind of like a one-story thing with an attic above it. But I don't know why anybody would be in there. I was more convinced it was some kind of animal that was living in there that I'd just seen. But I don't know. So I start to walk over relatively carefree at this point, convinced it's just going to be an animal, but bracing for the spiders and other things I do not want to encounter. Like I said, I really don't like these things, and I'm talking myself out of being worried by them. At this point in time, this was by far my biggest concern. Now, I get to only a few meters away, and I realize the door's broken. It's broken to the point that you don't need to use force to enter, you can actually just nudge it. I turn on my lights and I see nothing. I quickly pan around and yes, there is a big old spider. It's not far from the door, so I duck very far under it, and I manage to convince myself not to look up. You can see that there's not really a floor above or anything. It's kind of just like a very thin top, but nowhere for you to stand really. You know if you go up there, you'll basically fall through the top, so there's no real worries about me doing that. I scan in the first room and this place is really ancient looking, like well over 100 years old. I can't really see too much, but there's some hooks and things where I guess I used to do hunting and whatnot. Now, there is an underground area to this, but I didn't want to go in there because of the spiders, so I decide to avoid it. There's basically a hole in the corner that I could probably go down, but I'm definitely not going to do that. I think whatever's under there can stay under there, and it's not for me to investigate. Now, I turn to head back, having thoroughly searched through most of it, when I hear a whistle again. This time it sounds like it's next to me. With a gasp, I turn the torch round and quickly do a 360, but I can't find anything. That's when I slowly look up and realize that it's coming from above me. There must be something on the roof or up there. I don't know what it is at this point, thinking maybe it's some kind of owl or something injured up there. I decide that I should probably go and look. I quickly pan my torch around and look throughout all of the top thing. I can just about see through it because it's kind of transparent slightly, and you can see there's nothing up there. So I decide just to give this old owl one chance of rescue. I make my way up to the crawl space where you can basically go in, and there's a very small ladder here. Hoping that maybe there's some kind of light or something that I can pull on, I slowly make my way up the ladder. I put my arm through and go to pull on the light switch where I think it should hang from. That's when I feel something on my arm. I feel 2, 3, 4, 5 pressure points and something warm up my arm, and I can feel a lifting force. Almost not registering what's happened, I slowly turn my head up and I can see a human arm pulling me up. It's not like a normal human arm though. This looks like it comes from a corpse and is all battered and bruised and very black and dark looking. I let out a scream like a girl. I quickly jump down and the arm just seems to vanish back into where it come from. I grab the torch again and quickly shine the light up, thinking something's about to chase me, but I can't see anything. There's no shadow of where the body should be on the top, nothing. With that, I sprint and kick the door open, and I half fall down in the process. I start sprinting as fast as I can, and to make it even worse, a spider fell on me, which I basically punch off my body. I actually hurt myself quite a bit from the force of it with the adrenaline. I sprint and sprint and quickly glance back as I'm starting to get away from this, and I quickly look onto the roof hoping to see some kind of person up there that could explain this, but I don't see anything. I sprint and sprint and make it quite a good way into the woods. Not really entirely sure if I'm being followed or not, I decide I have to keep up a long distance running pace. This is actually really bad for my legs because I'm running off the trail at this point and I'm really getting my legs cut up, but I don't care. Luckily, being a ranger, I'm in pretty good shape and I managed to keep up a really nice pace. What just happened? I'm actually so scared that I don't radio in anything to the team and I just try and sprint back as quick as I possibly can. I start sipping on water where I'm trying to keep myself going without stopping for as long as possible. Eventually, this created a new issue where I actually had to vomit a bit while I was jogging, but I didn't care. I quickly slip some more water to keep me going, and eventually the pace catches up with me and I have to slow down. I frantically look to my left and right, desperately trying to see if there's anything chasing me, but I can't see anything. I'm not much further from the station now, so I put my hands on my knees and try and capture my breath. Now, I can hear some of the sounds of insects around me and some landing on my skin, but I don't care. Where I was jogging, I probably looked so vascular and like a good meal to them, but I don't care. It honestly only takes me about 3 minutes to catch my breath, which really surprised me, and I start walking now, covered in sweat. I'm only about 3 minutes from the station, and I go to radio in what's happened, but I realize there's no point. I'm nearly back at the station. There's some other people outside, and they kind of look at me like I'm a crazy man. Looking down at my arms, I can see why. I've gone very red from the jogging, and I quickly open the door. Some guys rushed over to me and say, "What happened? Are you okay?" And I stop them. I say, "I'm fine, I'm fine. It's just, something weird happened when I found that cabin." I say, "I'm sure somebody was up there in the attic. I heard them whistling. And when I'd gone up there, something grabbed me." And the guys started bursting out laughing. They say, "Yeah, right. Did you actually go there or not?" I say, "I told you I went up there and I think somebody's in there, in the attic." But they say that's not possible. How could somebody be standing on paper-thin top? And they completely dismiss my claims. Really frustrated, I go to the bathroom just to try and get some of the sweat off of me, and I look at myself in the mirror for a while, when one of the older rangers comes in and says, "Yep, you met him. Don't worry, son. I know they're laughing at you, but I believe you. We've been having reports of weird things happening there for absolutely years. Don't worry, you'll get used to it." "Used to it?" I shout at him. "How could I possibly get used to that? Why don't they believe me?" And they say they do. I think they're just scared of it too. Now, this was a number of years ago that it happened, and luckily I've never been requested to go back there again. And to be honest, if I did, I wouldn't go. I still have nightmares about it to this day. Every time I have to put my hand into somewhere I don't know, I'm pretty sure I have some kind of trauma where I start sweating and shaking a bit, half expecting something to grab me again. If this was some kind of animal or some kind of homeless person, I could sit with that and that's fine. But their arm literally looked like it belonged to a dead person. But the rangers were right. There's no way anybody could have been up there. I doubt this could support the weight of a small animal, let alone a fully grown human. But I'm sure that's what grabbed me. Except it wasn't. It wasn't like a living person. I don't know, I just really can't get the right words out to describe how I feel trying to recount this story to you all. It was almost like I was touched by something I shouldn't have been, and I really feel like something had stalked me out there in those woods. Nothing like it has ever happened since, and I'm not much longer from changing jobs now, but it just does not sit right with me. I hate the fact that when things like this happen, people don't always take you seriously, but they don't see the nightmares that I have because of this, and they don't understand how much it still affects me even to this day.